Hi, Malika Bilal here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. We are now a daily news show. So after the news updates, head over to Spotify to follow us and listen to the stories behind these headlines.
Al Jazeera Podcast.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has met US President Joe Biden at the White House. The war in Ukraine, economic security and artificial intelligence were among the issues discussed by the leaders. It's Sunak's first visit to the White House since taking office. Millions of people across North America have been advised to wear high-grade face masks outdoors because of smoke from intense wildfires in Canada. Flights have been delayed in parts of the US because of the air pollution. The fires have scorched 3.8 million hectares and forced 120,000 people from their homes. Roughly 150 fires are active in the province of Quebec alone. Air quality alerts are in place for much of the East Coast, from New England to South Carolina. Vanessa Lee is a Canadian reporter covering the fires in Quebec.
When it comes to the severity and how many fires that we are seeing in Quebec and in Canada, officials say that it is unprecedented, that they have never seen so many fires with this severity at this point of the season. It's only June 8th, after all, and summer hasn't even officially arrived yet. Right now, there are about 800 firefighters on the ground battling the 130 to 140 fires in Quebec, and there is more help on the way.
There are reports of shelling continuing in the Kherson region, despite the flooding caused by the attack on the Novokhachovka Dam. Ukraine and Russia accuse each other of hampering efforts to evacuate people. Emergency teams are searching areas flooded after the dam was breached on Tuesday. Four children were injured in a knife attack in France. It happened in the town of Annecy, near the border with Switzerland. Two adults were also injured. The youngest victim is just 22 months old. The attacker is a Syrian refugee who wasn't known to authorities. And in Sudan, the army and the rapid support forces are battling for control of a large weapons factory in southern Khartoum. It's caused a major fire at a nearby fuel depot. The paramilitary group says it's inside the facility, but the army claims fighting is still ongoing.